Now, what about those rules that we all hear about, the curfew, the times that have to be in?
That was
Can
one,
you tell
yes.
me about that?
I think it was it 11 o'clock? No, it was midnight. You had to be in, and then...
Well, that seems quite late.
It was 11 o'clock or midnight. And you knew you had to be in by that time, so, yeah, you made sure that you didn't come in after a knock on the door, that the night sister would tell you off for you not coming in late. Where were you? What the heck were you doing out being out so late?
So you had to knock on the door if you came in after
that? Yeah, because you locked the, you know, all the doors were locked. I mean, you could. I mean, it was just the thing that they did, just locked all the doors. I remember being at Auckland Hospital, and I had a room by the fire escape. Do you remember the old Auckland Hospital, the nurse's home along the Park Road? Yeah. I had a room by the fire escape, and I thought, oh, this is good. You know, oh, yeah, this is good. By the road, yes. It wasn't so good because, or, you know, a little pebble on the window. What do you want? Can you come and open the door? What? Open the door. I'm going to open the door. Close it. You just settle down to sleep in. Another pebble hit the window. So, you know, every night, two or three times, and you're thinking, this is not on. And so I changed my room after a week. I thought, no, I can't handle this, you know, getting up and opening the door. And because once the colleagues knew that, oh, the one in that room, she's all right, she'll get up and she won't growl at you or tell you. I thought, oh, blow this. And not two or three times, because, I mean, each one thinks they might be the only one, not realising, hello, there's two or three others.